When you talk about oxidative issues in the body with regard to Parkinson's, is there any specific recommendations that you would put at the top of the list that people ought to do? You know, drink a glass of blackberry juice every day, or anything that would be recommended in light of all the research you've done?
Well, a couple of things that I would say are statistically anomalous. One is NADH. The average person, you know, 1 out of 100 people will notice something from NADH. I mean, maybe not even that many. Because NADH in somebody with a normal metabolism is already sufficient, and adding more is like, you know, filling up your gas tank after you've gone 10 miles. You know, it just doesn't make any difference in how your car works. But in Parkinson's disease, I'd say the positive response is probably 40%. So there's something that I would put at the top of the list, just because, you know, there's several aspects of mitochondrial metabolic dysfunction that are known to be associated with NADH that are in the scientific literature, and clinically such a greater number of people respond.
Ah, now NADH can be purchased at a health food store, or do you need a prescription for that?
No, it's available. It's not available by prescription, so you have to get it from your health food store.
And it's like a, it comes in pill forms, I guess?
Yeah, it comes in sublingual pills. It comes in enterically coated pills, either way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a relatively pricey thing, considering the fact that it's just an activated form of vitamin B3, and B3, you know, 1 gram of NADH sells for the price of a kilogram of niacin or niacinamide. So, you know, it's very expensive and tends to be a higher expense item if it's on your list. But that's the nice thing about testing something like this out. If you take NADH and you have no improvement in your memory, your cognitive function, your tremor, your freezing behaviors, your body temperature doesn't change, then it's like, well, okay, that's it. You bought one bottle, you tried it out, it doesn't work, give it up. Don't waste your money. Don't waste your time. And, you know, to really test it, you know, take one pill the first day, and then 2 the second, and then 4 the third, and then 8 the next, and then 16, and then the rest of the entire bottle. You know, I mean, it's like, this stuff is so non-toxic that the only way you could kill yourself would be to be a millionaire and go bankrupt.
That's really